Yeah, Brian Reynolds from the Words of This Life Ministries. We're going to start a little new thing here, and that's going through the whole entire Psalter, the whole book of the Psalms, 150 Psalms, a psalm per day, approximately 5 minutes per day. Maybe some psalms I may stretch it to 10, but mostly 5 minutes a day. And, of course, the book of the Psalms is highly prophetic. Many messianic psalms. There's 14 psalms in particular that are messianic, that speak of the Lord Jesus, are quoted as being fulfilled by him in the New Testament. Many of the psalms were written by King David 1,000 years before Christ came. Some are even older. There's a psalm, Psalm 90, written by Moses. But our first psalm today is Psalm 1, of course, the psalm of the blessed man. It says in verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, of the scorners." And here we see the blessedness, or the happiness. Happy is the man who meditates day and night in God's word. It says in verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." You know, that's metaphorically and literally. We should always have God's word before us. We should have a quiet time. Every Christian should have that time. You can call it quiet time or devotional time or whatever you want to call it. But a time when we get together, you get together with God, you read his word, and you spend time in prayer. You see, prayer is us speaking to God, and reading the Bible is God speaking to us. And both those things need to be there if the Christian is going to prosper in his way. But we saw in the first verse, he sits not in the seat of the scornful. He stands not in the way of the sinners. The first and foremost thing is being in the right moral condition to receive God's word. We can't be allowing sin in our lives and walking with the sinners in fellowship with them in that sense. And of course, we reach out to our fellow sinners with the gospel, but not walking with them in that way. There has to be the measure of separation, or you can spend all day long in the Bible. It's not going to help you. But we see the blessed results of this is in verse 3, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper." So we see here there will be prosperity if we're growing in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, in the knowledge of his grace and in his word. Now, prosperity here is not financial prosperity. It's not the prosperity gospel that David is speaking of here, King David, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but rather he's speaking of spiritual prosperity. That is, he'll bring forth his fruit in its season. There will be fruit in your life, spiritual fruit, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, or moderation, all those things that are listed, for example, in Galatians chapter 5, just the opposite of the works of the flesh. And so we see on the other hand, on the other side of the coin, the ungodly, verse 4, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away." They're just blown in this direction and that direction by every wind of doctrine, so to speak. They're not anchored. There's no roots. And ultimately, chaff is to be burned. The chaff disappears. And there we get the solemn words in verse 5 of the final judgment. "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." You know, there is a judgment day coming, the great white throne judgment, and no believer will be there because the believer has passed from death unto life. We read that in John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 24, where he says, "He that believes on him that sent me and has received my word shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life, will not stand before the great white throne." Now, there's the judgment seat of Christ. That's something different. But for the ungodly, they'll be in that judgment. So we want to get into God's word. You know, everything in the world is opposed to God. And unless we're growing in the knowledge of God and his word, we're not going to be able to get very far spiritually. We're not going to grow. We have the flesh in us. We have the world. Again, that is so opposed to everything that is God. And we have Satan and his demons who will try to get you off the path, that will resist any spiritual prosperity, any spiritual growth in your life. And so we have in verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Again, that's brought before us, the distinction between the godly and the ungodly. But the Lord says, the Lord knows the way of the righteous. What does that mean? Doesn't God know everybody? Absolutely. But it's not speaking here of his omniscience, rather. It's speaking of relationship. When the Bible speaks of knowing, it speaks of relationship. The Lord Jesus could say in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, of the workers of iniquity, he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. It's not that he didn't know about them. He knew all about them, but he was not in relationship with them. But as believers, we are in relationship with the Lord, and we want to have that relationship to grow. And the way it grows is by meditating in God's Word. And finally, we're speaking here of blessed is the man, or happy is the man. That's what it means, happy is the man. The book of the Psalms has the Lord Jesus as its central focus. It's prophetic of him. And so we have to say, when we conclude this, that the blessed man, really, ultimately, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He meditated day and night in God's Word, according to Isaiah 50. And then we see that he would rise early in the morning and he would commune with his Father. We see that in the Gospels. And when he was tempted by the devil, he brought out the Word of God to defeat him. And so we have many examples of that. The Lord Jesus is the blessed man, but he's also our example and our model to follow. So may the Lord just bless us as we have that time each day to meditate in God's Word.